Hey guys, welcome back to Didn't Really Name It, and I hope you guys are having a really nice day. So as you know, I'm a 20-year-old student and I really love learning how to invest my earnings into the stock market. And I know there are a lot of people who are interested in it because it's about doing things differently. But I was very clueless on where to begin, so I started watching YouTube videos and got to know about Kiana Daniel. Now, Kiana Daniel is the CEO of InvestDiva, and she is also a finance expert who writes for NASDAQ. She has also appeared as an expert on cryptocurrency on outlets such as Forbes, Fox News, and CNN. I was blessed to have a podcast episode with her. Also joining us today will be Imra Khanam. Now, she is a student pursuing her master's in business administration in University of Canada, West Vancouver. Together, I was representing the audience and Imra was on the technical questions for a complete crypto perspective. So yeah, without any further ado, let's get right into the episode. Welcome aboard, Kiana Daniel. Thank you for joining us for the podcast and the video.
Of course, I'm super excited to be here.
Kiana, we know you have achieved a lot as an investor, and we've seen the InvestDiva moment. I've been following you for around 4 or 5 months now, and to be honest, I'm really, really impressed.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so I started actually InvestDiva back in 2012, and it's been a choppy road, and it took a long time for it to actually become a movement, but it has, so I'm very happy that you guys have been following, and I hope that you've been enjoying the content.
Thank you. Also, before starting off on the questions, I have something that I just saw on your wiki. So you have done your master's in electrical engineering.
I did, yes.
So an electrical engineer going into investing, trying to grasp and hold all the concepts of accounting. So that leap. So how did you feel about the transition itself?
So the interesting thing is that being an engineer, well, I studied both my undergrad and master's was in electrical engineering. And the reason why I switched was because, first of all, I studied electrical engineering in Japan in the Japanese language. So it was really tough for me to understand it. And I'm actually not that good at math, which is weird. I did study and I did finish my studies, but I didn't know anything about money. And in 2008, when the market crash happened, all I could hear was that while the stock market is dropping, the US dollar is getting cheaper. And I was in Japan. I was like, what if I buy some US dollar at a lower price when it's dropping in 2008? And somebody hooked me up and I made a trade. I shorted the dollar yen pair and I made $10,000 doing that. Only 1 month. And I was like, wow, this is super cool. And that's when I was like, wow, I don't think I want to be an engineer anymore. I want to go into finance. And that's how the transition happened, really.
That's good. Actually, I'm kind of thinking of doing the transition too. I'm also doing my bachelor's in computer sciences and I'm interested in stocks and everything. So the thing is, I'm going to be asking you the questions from audience perspective, and Imra here will be asking you questions from a finance student's back. So we get the best of the both worlds, right?
Sounds good.
All right then. So first question, as you know, I am representing the Indian audience. So, you know, Indian audience, mostly they live on the month-to-month basis. They just, you know, they get the money, they spend the money, EMIs and everything. So how do you think that Indians can start investing in stocks and also cryptocurrency?
Yeah, so there's I do have an Indian audience, and what I've noticed is that Indians are actually very good with not spending money. So I've noticed that they're always very cautious on what they spend their money on, and they're very cautious with the risk, which is a good thing in a sense. But at the same time, I've noticed that sometimes you need to take a little bit of risk, measured risk. I'm not saying that you should go into debt or you should invest the money or spend the money that you don't have, but you need to basically understand financial literacy. That's great. And I feel like Indians already have that, but understand how much risk you can take. not your willingness to take a risk, because there are two components to risk, right? So there is your ability to take a risk, and there is your willingness to take a risk. And I feel like Indians, their willingness to take a risk is very, very low, which is awesome. My willingness to take a risk is also low, but then my ability to take a risk is higher. So you want to notch your ability. If you do have the ability to take a risk, if you don't take a risk, if you don't take any risk at all, then the opportunities are not going to be there for you. And every time that even if you take a risk, and I'm saying this, I normally do not say this to Americans are the exact opposite. They don't have the money and they're just always taking risks. I'm like, I would never tell this to Americans. This is just for Indians, because I feel like that is kind of the nature. Educate yourself. And as you can, if you can take a little bit more risk, if you can invest a little bit more money, consider doing it in a measured way. I hope that makes sense.
Does make sense.
Yeah,
that does. So I'm gonna be asking this question, like, you know, there are two types of stock, I think. One is the long-term stock, and then there's a short-term stock. And I believe most of the people who want to take risks are usually the ones looking for short-term stocks. So which stocks do you recommend for short-term gain, and which stocks do you recommend for long-term gain during this pandemic?
So any asset, not only stocks, cryptocurrencies, forex, you can either go long way, long-term, medium-term, or short-term. Personally, I don't like short-term or day trading, because the risk is very, very high. And if it's not your all-day job, and if you really don't know what you're doing, you are going to lose a ton of money. And I did this at the beginning as well. Right now with the stocks, again, when I talk about short, I'm talking about medium to long term. Mm-hmm. There are two strategies that I've had in the past 3 months, but right now things are changing a little bit because the economy is opening back up. So the stocks that we have for medium gain have already maxed out. So we had like some health stocks like Moderna and Match.com that really boosted and boomed and rallied during the pandemic. And now they're going back down because economies are opening up and people are optimistic. Now there is this chance of a second wave of coronavirus hitting us. And then you can go back to those kind of stocks. Think biomeds, think, you know, Clorox, anything that for cleaning, things that Zoom.com, like those were the ones that we invested in back in February and we already took profit. Long-term is my favorite way to go anyway. And if you feel like you've missed out, definitely consider, I mean, right now the markets are going back up. So I have been setting buy limit orders for the things that are going down. So for example, Clorox and Zoom are going back down right now. Mm-hmm. So we have set buy limit orders to buy them as they go down. And then during the second wave of coronavirus, we're going to sell them again. And then at that time, potentially other stocks like, again, the airlines or hotels might go back down again. And that is where we're going to buy it. Again, it's very, very hard to just compile it in one, 15-minute session. Mm-hmm. But before you do that, just don't go and jump in and, like, buy a bunch of stocks that you don't know nothing about. Do your research before you either taking the long-term or the medium-term strategy.
That answers it. So now my sister will be asking you 2 questions. That's it. So, yeah, let's begin, Imra.
Yeah, hi, Kiana. So the first question would be, what do you think are the best cryptocurrencies for today, for today's market? What do you think are the best cryptocurrencies? As we know that Bitcoin is falling.
That's a great question. And so the funny thing about cryptocurrency is that I am not trading cryptocurrencies short term at all. I have a diversified portfolio that I built 2 years ago, and I'm sticking to it. And the way that I went about it is that cryptocurrencies, there are 2,000 of them. There are so many different ones and there are different categories. So for example, Bitcoin is optimized for being a store of value. We have Ethereum, which is optimized for being a platform for other cryptocurrencies to be built on. We have Dash and Omisego, OMG, that are optimized for payment or even Bitcoin Cash. So what I did back in the day, and I still stand by it, I don't think much has changed, is that in each category of these cryptocurrencies, I picked the ones that I did the research, I did the fundamentals that I felt the team members and the community are really dedicated and they're doing the thing that they're actually moving forward with, and it's not a scam, because it is very, very easy to just like because scam, fortunately, the scams are kind of gone right now, but there are new ones jumping on. So we want to be very careful. So my suggestion for cryptocurrency at the moment is, right now we're not seeing that much movement. And I think cryptocurrencies are going to stay here for a long term. So from cryptocurrency for me is just long-term goal. I do like Bitcoin. I have been buying as it goes down and I'm holding it long-term. I do have Ripple, Ethereum, Cardano, and each of these top cryptocurrencies in each categories, and I'm holding on to them for the long term.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, and that answers the question. And one thing that's like a little out of the box, I would like to know your view on multinational level marketing, such as like World Financial Group or Prime America. What are your views on such investment agencies?
So I don't personally, I haven't personally worked with them. So when you go about with investment agencies or financial advisors, what you want to keep in mind is that sometimes how they make money is basically either on commissions, or the more trades you take, they make money over it. So I believe that anybody can manage their own money. And they should manage their own money, because nobody cares about your money more than you do. You do need the education. So educate yourself, because that is an investment. Investment in your education is super important. Pick up top 10 books in investing and then get in and do it yourself, because really they are there to make money for themselves. And sometimes they don't have your best interests. I can't speak for all of them, but some of them are.
Yeah. We arrange these questions in such a way that, many people are skeptical about day trading. Many people are skeptical about investing in cryptocurrency because they are scared that if it can go up like boom, then it can go down like boom. So that's the whole subject of this podcast session.
So one thing that I would want to mention here is that, yes, you can make money even short term. Mm-hmm. But you have to be very, very psychologically level-headed. And even to this day, for me, sometimes it's hard. For example, yesterday, so we had invested in Moderna. It's a stock that company was investing in and researching on a coronavirus vaccine. And it was going up like crazy in the past 2-3 months. And last week, I told my premium investing group members to take profit. But if they want to, like I said, they can consider taking profit, and some people didn't, and I didn't either, because I was like, maybe it'll go higher. And 2 days ago, it suddenly started dropping. And obviously I'm responsible for my premium investing group members as well. And I was watching, and I was like, oh my God, it's dropping. So for a second, even I got panicked, and I was like, maybe I should sell. And then I had to take a step back, take a deep breath, and understand that what goes up must come down. And my best advice I think that I can give your audience is that don't stay away from market noise, stay away from panic, FOMO, and hype. Because that is like, you want to go against the crowd if you're investing on your own. A lot of people say that unless you're investing in indexes, if you're investing in stocks or cryptocurrencies individually, you don't want to be caught in the day-to-day up and down and the panic and the FOMO. Because again, think about this. What do the media have in line for them when they create the headlines? They are looking for clickbaits. So clickbaits, what would you click on? You won't click on something that say, hey, everything is great. You won't click on that. You will click on something that triggers an emotion on you. And emotions are the worst thing to have when you're investing. And investing for winning or investing to just show off to your spouse, those are the wrong reasons to invest. So just, you have to get the emotions out. You have to be very, very, very patient, and you need to take a little bit of risk. So I guess that kind of sums it up.
It sums it up, yeah. All right, then I think that's it for the session.
I hope that your audience liked this video.
Yep. All right, then I'm gonna end the session. All right.
Thank you.
You're
very welcome, you guys.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. It means a lot that you guys are here. Just want to say thank you again and again, and welcome aboard to all of the new listeners. I hope this will be a really good piece of content for anyone who's trying to get into investing. And I know most of the audience here is students. So yeah, guys, investing is the future and we have to focus on it. And I guess Kiana Daniel is a good place to start. So yeah, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care and yeah, bye.